This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. This world is not a safe place, and recent events and developments have not made it any safer. Now, Russia is threatening the West, in particular the United States of America, with nuclear attacks. And we should not just gloss over these threats, thinking that they are not serious, because Russia, under Mr. Putin, is very serious. And the facts and the circumstances prove this. The Sun, an English paper, wrote on October 5, 2016, a Russian newspaper fears a third world war with the US over Syria. It predicts a direct military confrontation on par with the Cuban Missile Crisis. Now, this is in reference to a newspaper. But listen to this, which was reported by Metro, which is also a newspaper in Great Britain, on October 4, saying, as tensions rise in the Middle East, an official TV channel in Russia has issued a chilling warning that war with the West could be imminent. Both Russia and NATO are still in the position to unleash global-scale nuclear attacks, and the weapons are armed and ready. Observers fear a military or political confrontation which builds up tensions around a nuclear missile attack, possibly leading one side to fire. Now, what about the effect, the possible effect? The article goes on to say, hydrogen bombs would destroy most civilian buildings in a 10-mile radius. The effects on people nearby would be even more frightening, with a blast killing thousands or millions instantly, followed by poisoning from radioactive fallout from the blast. Witnesses of the Hiroshima attack said that people near the center of the blast vanished. An expert said the theory in Hiroshima is that the atomic heat was so great that they burned instantly to ashes, except that there were no ashes. And then another article by the Federalist Paper Project, dated October 5, had this to say. The Russian TV channel, the one I quoted earlier, which is run by the Russian government, breathlessly reported that underground nuclear bunkers had been built to house 12 million people, enough to house the entire population of Moscow. Russia's nuclear stockpile is the largest in the world, with over 8,400 warheads, compared to America's 7,500 warheads. The Russians have also launched, and that is remarkable now, a nationwide civil defense training exercise in preparation for an all-out war with the West. The Independent, another British paper, reports, lasting 3 days, the exercise will involve 200,000 emergency personnel and the cooperation of 40 million civilians. But the Daily Mail explains, saying Russia is evacuating more than 40 million people in drills to prepare for nuclear war. And then the article goes on to say that in their doomsday broadcast, they told viewers that the United States would face terrible tectonic consequences if they took action against the Syrian regime. And of course, this might very well have intimidated the Obama administration. Because first they said, oh, we are not going to talk to the Russians anymore. But now they are again talking. Well, talking is not going to solve anything when it comes to Syria. But Russia most certainly is not the only nuclear player to be concerned about. Another revelation was given this week, something which had been kind of speculated about anyway for a long time, but now it has been confirmed. And here is an article by Daily Mail on October 2, saying that the secret of whether Israel has a nuclear bomb has finally been exposed, after former President Shimon Peres admitted from beyond the grave that he helped develop an atomic weapons program. Israeli leaders have always refused to admit having a nuclear arsenal, preferring to keep enemies in doubt. but in a remarkable interview recorded just before his death last Thursday at the age of 93. The veteran statesman not only confirmed the nuclear capability, but he also admitted that he was its architect. Peres, one of the founding fathers of Israel in 1948, revealed he persuaded President Ben-Gurion to develop a nuclear reactor in 1955, fearing a threat from neighboring Iran. It is understood, although unconfirmed, that the country's first bomb was created in 1966. Israeli media are forbidden from reporting on their country's nuclear ambitions, and politicians refuse to discuss it. Yet, external observers estimate that the country has about 80 nuclear weapons. And this means that right now, Israel is the only country in the Middle East which has nuclear weapons, but others tried to get them. And this terrible deal which was made with Iran, an absolutely catastrophic deal, almost guarantees that other countries in the Middle East will get nuclear weapons. And you don't have to listen to the spin of the Obama administration trying to justify this terrible quote-unquote transaction. And so what you will be seeing is something quite different than what many people think or suppose is going to happen. If you go by the Bible and follow and believe in the Bible, then you will have to clearly understand, and we can dogmatically state, there is nothing in the Bible which prophesies a nuclear war between Russia and the United States of America. But on the other hand, there are many, many prophecies in Scripture which do prophesy a nuclear war. And the United States of America and Great Britain and other countries like Australia, Canada, New Zealand will be targets in that nuclear war. But it's not going to be launched, interestingly enough, by Russia. It's going to be launched by another very mighty powerful bloc. At the same time, Russia will engage in nuclear attacks, but it's not against the United States. And Israel will also be involved with nuclear attacks. They will not allow, especially Iran, to get a nuclear weapon. They will most certainly not permit that to happen. So that is what the Bible tells you. The Middle East will blow up in a nuclear war. Europe, Russia, when it comes to Australia, New Zealand, when it comes to America, when it comes to the United Kingdom, all of these will be part of and players or victims in a nuclear war. It will be so bad, my friends, that unless Jesus Christ were to return, no human being would be saved alive. No one would survive. People scoff at that, saying, oh, that could never happen. With the nuclear weapons which we know of, it can happen 100 times over. And it would, if Christ was not to return. Now, if you want to listen to the propaganda of the mass media and the politicians, you will never understand what is going to happen, what is already happening right now. But if you want to believe God, then God tells you. We have prepared a free booklet, and I like you to order it because, as I just said, these events, and we are not giving you any dates, we are not going to say when they will start, but I can tell you they will start pretty soon. These events will lead to the return of Jesus Christ. Our free booklet is titled, When and How Will Christ Return? When and how will Christ return? Even Christians are totally in the dark when it comes to the how, and most certainly also when it comes to the when. So you need to know this information. It's taken right out of the Bible. It shows you from Scripture what God has revealed to you. If you want to be an exception to the rule being that the vast majority, the masses of the American people are completely in the dark and totally disinterested in what God has to say. But you can be an exception. You can become someone who will understand the truth. It's up to you. You have the choice. I hope you choose rightly. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Lenk for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.